read to us from Romans and chapter 5.
It's on page 1132. It's entitled Peace and Joy. Therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand, and we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us, because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit, whom he has given us. You see, at just the right time, when we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man. Say, for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrated his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Amen.
I'm going to invite Joyce now to come and share with us a poem that she has written.
New Year resolutions. It's the dawn of a brand new year. Gone is the Christmas cake. Folk are busy planning changes so the same mistakes they won't make. This year, I'll give up smoking. 40 a day is way too much. I'll aim for a healthy body so I don't end up with a crutch. I'll pursue a slimline figure. Replace chocolate, junk food and chips. I find there's always a price to pay in extra inches to the hips. I'll start to exercise. That's what I'll do. Maybe go to a gym. Get a body that's firm and toned so the outside of me isn't grim. I think I've covered what's gone wrong. A new being you'll soon see. But one vital thing I've missed out. What goes on inside of me? So I may get that perfect figure. But firstly, I need to start. Get rid of all that's ugly inside. I need to be clean in my heart. And only Jesus can do this. To cleanse what is tainted and grim. Holy Spirit, come wash and renew me. So my life shines more brightly for him.
Next reading from Colossians, and Sarah's going to come and read to us.
Colossians chapter 1, starting at verse 15, which can be found on page 1182 in the Church Bibles. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things were created by him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood, shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. If you continue in your faith, established and firm, not moved from the hope held out in the gospel. This is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant.
Thank you, Sarah. The Apostle Paul shares those words with us in his writing to the Colossians. In the coming year, we're going to be considering about the Apostle Paul's ministry in the book of Acts and how he relied upon his God in order to minister the gospel of grace to us. And we know that gospel of grace to us is that whilst we were still sinners, whilst we still had need of a Saviour, Christ came to die for us. His blood was shed for us so that we can have all of our wrongdoing taken away from us. It may be that you engage in setting yourselves New Year's resolutions and soon afterwards break them. But there is a reminder that to fix and to run and to take, perhaps not concentrate so much upon those outward things that we resolve to do, but resolve to walk with Christ. To run with him, to fix our eyes upon him, to take a hold of him as he takes a hold of us. I bring along a couple of visual reminders. You will know what these are, calendars. And there is my old calendar. I'm afraid I don't write that much on calendars. But certainly the new one from MAF is blank, a blank calendar yet to be written on. However, my diary is full of bits of paper and writing and appointments and scribbles and crossed out things, and yet the new one has barely anything written in it, with a few bits of paper that fall out from time to time. Don't know where that goes now. You will have new calendars, new diaries yet to be written on. And I don't know whether you're like me, but you want it to be perfect. You want to try not to make any mistakes, but you know full well that you're going to have to scribble stuff out. You're going to have to, you write stuff in the wrong day and get the wrong time, and have to rewrite it and scribble over it, and it no longer stays pristine. As we venture into a new year, though we have those new possibilities, those hopes, those aspirations, we're also realistic. We know that we need our God. We need to know our Saviour and our Redeemer and our Lord, who will journey with us through the mistakes and the successes, through the downs as well as the ups, that we give it all to him, all our scribblings and all of our scribblings out, and say, God, have mercy upon me, a sinner, and continue to walk with me.